Yishkamin, you cannot shech this bechor now, the Kedushas Chulin, B'taras Chulin, because of that mum. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Af Nishchat Oysim mum. No, Rabbi Shimon holds you allowed to, that L'maisi Yadahetta to make this mum, and now the bechor has the mum in it, so therefore, the Kedusha goes off it, therefore you're allowed to shech, you're allowed to use this animal, B'taras Chulin. Rabbi Yudah says, Afilu Meis, Ein Makiz, Nles Adam, no, even if the bechor will die, without taking out the blood, still you have no heter to be over the lav to make a mum, and therefore you have to let it die, and you cannot do a ma'isi vidayim of making a mum, taking out the blood. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Chukas, you really go to Shita, say that even though you're not mechavin, it's like a dovah sheni meskavin, you're not mechavin to make a mum, because one is only to heal it, but still Rabbi Yehuda holds a dovah sheni meskavin is also. Marshenka and Rabbi Shimon before the said it's muta, so Rashi before said that Rabbi Shimon the time they. The Yomah he holds Dover Shainim Eskavin Muta Vizel Loin Eskavin La'ato By Mum Amanaf L'Shertir Lov. Here when you made the Mum, you did not have Kavonah to make a Mum to be Mata the Behem of Eshchita. So who the Chiddush in this Rashi is L'Chura, that L'Chura here, what do you mean Yom Eskavin? It's a Psik Reisha. When you cut the animal right now, it's a Psik Reisha that you're making a Mum here. And usually we say, when does Rabbi Shimon say it's Muta? Well, it's not a Psik Reisha Dover Shainim Eskavin. Where it's a psik reisha, it has to happen, you'll be chayiv. So who are here, how could Rashi say Rabbi Shimon l'shitosai? Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you're allowed to make a mum on this behema, on this bechor, since your kavanah is to do with l'shem refuah, not l'shem bal mum, who it's a psik reisha. So he says, Rashi, you have to say, it's not called a psik reisha, it's called like reinim eskavim, because the maisa aveir of a mum is, if this mum is being done to the matzah of the behema, that's part of the yisa. The kavanah is part of the yisa. Here, your kavanah is not to be matah the bechor. Your kavanah is for refuah. So, mainly, your ainim is kavin for that kavanah of making the behemah mutah b'shchita because of the mum. Therefore, it's considered an ainim is kavin. Toys takis, discussion Rashi, and therefore Toys learns different shat. But kol ponim and Rashi, this is the pshat, this is also considered an ainim is kavin. He's not miskavin for the yisa. Here, the yisa of matla mum is not a mice aveira just on putting the mum in the bechor. The aveira is the fact that you want to be matrit b'achila. That's the aveira. So since here it's not shikavoni, kavoni is a shem refuah, it's called reinim eskavin is muta. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, reinim eskavin is also, if Rabbi Yehuda says no, that it's also that afilu meis e makizim lo esadam. Now om Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, om Rabbi Yechanon, hakul moed, and everybody agrees, b'mechameitz, Acha mechametz shu chayiv. So Rashi explains here that kol moedim is like this, that even though by yospaya ba'al mum it's a machlikus over here, if you have this bechor, Rashi learns that och sadam, that the blood clotted, so it's called a mum. Still we see there's an issa to make another mum inside it. So even though there's an issa by a ba'al mum to be mata mum in a mum, and that's a machlikus, the other man, the other man say no, there's no issa to put a mum on a ba'al mum. But everybody agrees though, the mechametz, for the yisa not to make a mincha and a chametz, that the mechametz, tzacha mechametz shuchayiv, that we had on the Mishnah, if one person makes the kneading of the dough, and he makes it chametz dik, then another person forms it, and another person bakes it, all three are over the lav. Even though it's already chametz, still, it's called mechametz, tzacha mechametz shuchayiv. Then still, the pasuk says, lois tzacha chametz, lois tzacha chametz. So mashna is a special lav, and each ma'is tichidi by itself. Who are din by misaris acha misaris shuchayiv? If you have an animal that you made it into a saris, made into sterile, Rashi says afilu b'vayim achulim. The sifu v'yatzachil misasim, saying bo acha v'koras abeitim. If one person come and cuts off the beitim from the animal, but zenichem tlun is still hanging the kiss of acha v'notko nagamri, the second one is also chayiv. That's called misaris acha misaris shuchayiv. Why? Just think what the pasuk says: O moich v'kosus. The not to kvakoros. The question is, in malakiris to chayiv, by cutting it off, bolting your chayiv, al noti just pulling it down like kos. In malakiris, means cutting it but still hanging, a chayiv. Al noti when you pull it off completely, like kol shechein. El lahavi the chiddush is noti at achar kiris shuchayiv. If one person just cut off the beitim, but they're still hanging, and then somebody else pulls them off completely, the second one is also chayiv. So here everybody agrees. That the Messiah Rasacha Messiah is Chayiv. The Nechel Kuwir, the Machlaikis Payos, Elabamato Mum, Babal Mum. We have a behemoth that has a mum already, like here Rashi considers this behemoth that's also done, that got blood clotting, like if you leave it the way it is, it's going to die. Same the chum mum, Gotham is there. This behemoth right now has a mum. Here it's the machlokes, are you allowed to cut it to take the blood out, to make another mum? Rav Meir Savar, the prophet says, kol mum lo yiboy. Any mum you're not allowed to make? If Rav Meir says that, it's also to cut it to mokim where you make a mum. If you'd only cut it, make the operation, well, you won't have a mum. But a mokim, you make a mum, there'll be an issa. That's Rav Meir Shita. For our bonnet, they say, no, you could even do it b'yofen to make a mum, because they hold ein mum ach a mum. The bonnet Savar, the prophet says, tomim yila rotzon. But the pshat is the behemah has to be a tam, a complete. So you can't put the first mum there that makes it not complete. Benachrani, once the behemah is already a balmum, there's no reason to put a second balmum. Therefore, the rabbanim say, this behemah that's also dam, you can cut it, demarket it any way you want. For the Gemara, I've read, Meir Nami, Yixiv, Tam Mila Rotzin, Kurz Mashma, the yisra is only upon the first mum, not the second mum. So, Marin says, Ulamute, balmum mi kara. That let's say, the behemah is born a balmum, if it's a balmum ikara, and a chlami, then there's no issa to put another mum into it. But once the behemah was born b'kdusha, and then a mum comes in one, you can't put a second mum. Where's the question, balmum ikara, if it was born with a mum, the chura dikla bi'amu, it's a piece of wood, it has no kedusha, it has no kedusha's b'chor. The chura pshita, there's no issa to put another mum. You don't need a special pasuk for that. So what does the pasuk say? Tamim yila rotzon, mashma, that's the ikras of a mum, not to make a mum the first time. So what may I do with this? El amuta, the chiddush is that suli hamikdashim liyachah pidyonim. If you have a behemah that became posel, and then you apoder it, after you apoder it, there's a chiddush that there's no reason to put a balmum into it. So what's the havamina avad? It has no kedusha anymore. So the Gemara says no, because without the special posel of tamim yila rotzon, I would have thought to say sakut hadachamina. I would have thought to say hoyo v'yafiru begizu v'avoda. Since this suli hamikdashim, even after pidyon, it's the loss of begizu v'avoda. So many of the mumim, now the list of to make a balmum in it, commercial, there's no reason to make a balmum. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Meir. For not to tell us that once you have one mum, you're allowed to put another mum. No, you're not allowed to. For the more Rabbanim, nam you exceed kol mum la yibay, but according to the Rabbanim, that they dash and tamim yia, means there's only nisa to put a mum in a tam. But once you have one mum, it's allowed to. I, the Pasuk says, kol mum, mashm, any mum you're not allowed to make. Someone says, no, Rumibur, this rush should teach us, look at the Tanya like we learned. The Pasuk says, V'chol mum lo yiboy. Say, liyelish lo yiheboy mum. Means you should not make a mum in the animal. Minarin, how do I know to say, shlo yigrim loy, ayadei achayrim? Because you can't even be just a cause to cause somebody else to make a mum in the animal. Gromir is also offer. How do I know that? And what will be the case? That shlo yiniyach a betza. You cannot put a dough, or a devela, or a fig, agabi oizen. You cannot allow to put the dough on the ear of the animal, and then bring your dog nearby there, today she akela v'yitlenu, that akela should come and try and take away the dough and bite off the ear to make a mum there. How do I know even this is also? Even though you're not doing anything v'yidayim, it's only a gromo. On this, the Rabbanan Dash and Tamlum, the Pasuk says, Tamlum, kol mum. On my mum, it says mum. For yom, it says kol mum. Even through a grum also it's also. So that's the Kiddush. It's only also the first time you're putting a mum in the animal. But once the carbon already has a mum, there's no issa to be matla mum onto a mum. Therefore, here the Chum say, if it's already ochso dam, there's a mum here, you're allowed to make a makiz, take out the dam anyway, even though you're making a second mum. Omer Rabbi Yamarvami says, Haniach sor agabi isor, if you take the sourdough and put it on top of it, the regular dough, to holach the yoshavloi, and you go away, and now this mincha becomes chametz by itself. Again, you add a dough of mincha, and you take a sourdough of chametz, that's not a mincha, and you put it down on top of this mincha, and by itself now the mincha becomes chametz. Yishno chayiv oleho, that you chayiv for this, you chayiv for making the chametz, and kamais the Shabbos. Just like you chayiv by Shabbos, Rashi says, just like if you put meat on top of coals on Shabbos and it roasts by itself, you chayiv. Here also, by putting the sourdough on top of the regular mincha and making the mincha rise, come chametz, you chayiv. It's not like a ma'aseh Shabbos. For the Gemara, is that true?
Well, Meister Shabbos Kagavdim in Mechayiv, a Meister like this to be done on Shabbos in Mechayiv for this, I Vomer Rabba, Baba Chon, Amr Yechidon, that no, it depends. Heniach Bosagabi Cholim, Hefech by Chayiv, Hefech by Potter. Sometimes you put meat on top of coals, so if you don't move it around, you'll be Potter. Yoni Chayiv is moving around, but if you don't move it around, you're Potter. So what are you telling me now, Meister Shabbos, that you're always Chayiv? We learned here by Meister Shabbos also, it's not always Yechayiv. Meister Shabbos also sometimes Yoni Chayiv if you do an action of moving around the meat. But not moving around the meat, you're not Chayiv. So what's the lashon to say that putting the sourdough on top of the mincha, Yechayiv, just like the Meister of Shabbos? All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day.
You're holding Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Ken last Gemara was that Omer Ravami said that Heniach Sor Agabi Yisra V'holach V'yoshav Lev V'nischam Tzom Yileo is Chayiv V'leo K'meis HaShabbos. Before the last Gemara we had was Ravami said that if someone takes a sourdough and puts it on top of dough of a mincha and he goes away and by itself the dough of the mincha becomes chametz, so Yechayiv, even though you yourself did not make it chametz, it happened by itself. But that's called the Maisa that Yechayiv. And the brings Zerai, you said, K'maisa Shabbos. It's like K'maisa Shabbos. And Rashi explained, just like Yechayiv on Shabbos, if you put meat down on top of coals and it roasts by itself, still Yechayiv for it. So you're also putting down sourdough on top of a dough of a mincha and becomes chametz, Yechayiv. Now the Gemara's question, is it true? Well, Maisa Shabbos ki agavdim mi mechayiv? Are Yechayiv for this just for putting down a piece of meat on top of the coals? Gemara says it's not true. The Yom HaRabba Bar Bachona. Here's the topic of the Gemara, Daf Nun Zayin.